I go back into open session. Okay, so we're gonna. Oh, great. Okay, yeah. Let's go ahead then. So we're gonna go to section 4, number 10, case 2408, regarding Dwight Benesch, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on. Oh, but Jane's the lead. Sorry. Dang it.
Sorry, I tried.
Okay. So we'll go to section 4, number 9, case 2496, regarding Michael Rice, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education in compliance with board order and may return license to active status. I believe that was in the main.
So I reviewed this one 4 hours and then all the allergens required. We did 4.5 and the certificates look fine. So I would make a motion to accept a CE and return the license to active status.
Second. Motion is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Let's see, section 4, number 13, case 24131, regarding Scott Diskin, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan and list of proposed facilities to observe surgeries as required by consent agreement. That is in our supplement one, and Dr. Thompson, you're the lead on this case.
And I believe Mr. Stolz here to represent.
Oh, hi. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry about that.
Long time no see.
Hello, yes.
Dr. Diskin, this is a really time-sensitive thing for him. He wants to comply as soon as possible because of the Section A, which deals with the practice restrictions. So he has been extremely diligent in trying to find locations where he can observe five spays. And he apologizes for the number of facilities he's listed. With the holidays, he had, and Victoria, to answer your question, he reached out to all of them but hasn't heard back from all of them because of the holidays.
Okay.
He does know that Heidi's Village has been ruled out because they can't, because of the size restriction. The animals have to be 50 pounds, over 50 pounds. So with that, we would just urge that you approve his plan, particularly as it relates to the practice restriction, because he's, the majority of his practice and income comes from surgeries. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Dr. Thompson.
I appreciate that concern that his livelihood is surgery, his practice is surgery. We still need to make sure that we're getting the required pieces of our consent agreement. So I would say, like, just looking at the list of, so there were two lists. The first one had listed 1, 2, 3, 4 locations, and then his second list had quite a few more locations that were potentials. I would say, just looking in his first choice, he'll have no difficulties getting 50-pound plus animals being spayed there, and they do very high volume every day. So.
Do they do any less than 50 pounds? I don't think so.
Are you referring to Maricopa County animals?
Yes.
I think they're all over. Yeah. But I think it's my understanding he's just asking us to say, are those locations okay? And we're saying yes, and he has to figure out how to get there. Right.
Yes, but I would exclude any Arizona Humane Society locations from that list.
Are there any on there?
There were two documents, and a more recent document actually listed Arizona Humane on there. So I would exclude that from that list.
There's actually three.
Correct. There's three different locations. I would exclude all three of those locations.
Mr. Stoll, as far as the Maricopa one, he reached out, but he hasn't heard back from them yet.
I don't know. I asked him about the extensive list, and he said, I've reached out to all of them, but I've only heard back from some, because Victoria asked him.
Okay.
And he said it was because of the holidays. He wasn't getting time to call back. So.
Okay.
And I would also offer that he may have reached out, but I am responsible veterinarian at three of those locations, and I have not had any correspondence whatsoever.
Okay.
So maybe he reached out to that first list that had the initial four.
Okay.
So yes, I approve the list besides the Arizona Humane locations.
Okay.
But I still say that he needs the same number of over 50 pounds, but that should not be a hardship.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion to approve the list,
excluding Arizona Humane Society.
Excluding the three Arizona Humane Society locations.
Second.
A second. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Stoll.
Thank you.
Do we need? Yeah, I was going to say the CE plan has. I don't have any. I don't have any concerns with the wet lab.
About
I think
that.
That's wet labs are great.
Yeah. Yes.
I think there's a couple different options down there. That one of them is a 3-hour race approved course. I honestly didn't have issues with any of these. So.
So I think the issue he's having is they're full, but we have to approve it. By the time we approve it,
they're full.
The courses are full.
Yeah.
So could we give staff the ability to approve a course?
Well, and I believe you can register for those courses and then submit it, and then because you're registering months in it. Honestly, with the wet labs, if he's trying to get it done as fast as possible, those probably aren't even an option. Because you're months out on registering for those when the conference comes up. Like, I feel like you'd be better off just doing some of the online ones and then doing a wet lab later on his own.
Okay.
If you're really trying to get done quick. That's just my experience with those wet labs, is they fill up so fast that by the time you say, okay, I want to go to Western Veterinary Conference to get my thing, and I go to sign up for the wet lab, it's done. It's already full. Mm-hmm. You can get on a waiting list, and maybe something would come up, but those would be really hard. See, but you could register for them, ask for us to approve it, and then if it doesn't, if we say no, you just cancel it. You can get your money. There's a refund up until a certain date.
Yeah. That would
work. So that's another option for them. But I do like the wet labs. It's just they are hard to get into if you are on a time constraint. And the only ones I know that are coming up, I mean, Western's a big one in Vegas, so that's coming up in early March, right? First weekend of March or something like that.
They moved it.
But that's probably already full.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
So, we can say if it's a wet lab, it might be challenging because that has to be many months in advance typically. And there are some that are not combined with conferences, but yes, they book up quick. Or if he wants more traditional CE.
I know he tried the online one for CSU, and it was filling up 6 months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Does the order require wet lab?
No, I think it just said hours. I don't think we said it had to be a wet lab. We did?
Yeah, it did. It's wet lab specific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. It does.
There is a Inquindo Center.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
The Inquindo Center in Vegas. Who owns that now?
Why doesn't he just go ahead and register for them and then ask, just as Dr. James suggested, go ahead and register for whatever one he wants to take and find, and then come to board like he needs to and get permission? It sounds like the board's unlikely to say no on appropriate wet lab.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his critical care, there were 3 hours in critical care, and there was one from VetFaloo that was submitted. I think that one, I don't have any issues with that. And then medical record keeping, there was 3 hours. And this one was provided by a legal team, which I've not seen before, but I don't have issues. That's 2 hours. And then the next one was 1 hour for the total of 3, and I think they all look good. Does anyone else have issues with the other ones?
No.
So approving the medical record courses and approving critical care. And I would say I would approve all of those wet labs. I just don't know if they're going to be reasonable to get into. But I would approve them. Does anyone have any issues with any of the wet labs he suggested?
No.
No? Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
So we don't need to vote at this moment, or do
we? Well, we approve his, so make a motion to approve motion. His CE options plan that he submitted.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I have the court reporter, James Badwater, for the record, say that?
Yep, we just have a few minutes before we told her we would be back, so.
And maybe we can do James, that's number 10.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We want to do that? So we'll go to section 4, number 10, case 2408, regarding Dwight Benesch DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action. On practice monitor report submitted in compliance with consent agreement and may take action to address deficiencies noted. And counsel is present. Hello?
Good afternoon.
And no Dr. Benesch?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Jay, you are the lead on this.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And if you can tell us your name.
For some reason, copper keeps kicking me off.
Me too.
Courtney Sullivan for Dr. Benesch.
Thank you.
Excuse me, sorry, I'm reconnecting here. Okie dokie. The practice monitor report looked like it was, things were improving. We're not 100% yet, but we're getting close. My concerns are more around the response by a Callie McDougall. Callie claims to be a CTC, but neither I nor the executive director know what that is. You know what a CTC is.
I just met Ms. McDougall for the first time last week, I believe. And I can get her certifications from you. Yes, she does have extensive experience in managing veterinary practices. So we're very excited to have her on board for Dr.
Good. It's not. It's just that whatever it is, it doesn't appear we regulate it. And we have run into problems with other with another case in particular that we've had ongoing for a few years where the staff is responding who are unregulated on behalf of the licensee. And whether she drafts everything and Dr. Benesch sends it under his email, whatever, but it needs to avoid confusion and future problems, which we ended up doing in this other case after quite a while, was asking that all communication come from Dr. Benesch.
Yes. So Callie is, as I indicated, new to the practice.
She's
and,
new.
I wasn't aware that she sent this email, so I've asked her to let me know before correspondence goes to the board, and we will make sure that it comes from either Dr. Benesch or myself.
Okay. The other quick comments are on her report. where she identifies there's been some training lacking, and specifically, it's related to discrepancies in the euthanasia log. Yes, it seems that those are still continuing a little bit, and so it seems like more staff training may be needed. Items number 3 and 4, actually in 5, on her report. 3 is, you will remember, you had a discrepancy recently in the euthanasia log, and that's the part where her response was, I've ordered all new logs and have completed a full drug audit, which is good. I will be doing so regularly in the future, but there's the question of, are staff going to be trained to use the log and how to use it? So that part component is missing. Number 4, Okay, that's related to the same. The anesthesia log is similar situation, and similar concern about staff training. And number five was to outdated drugs, and she talks about placing a laminated expiration notice on the front of the drug door. That doesn't designate, again, who would be trained, who's responsible, if it's being, you know, a staff member specifically or multiple staff members, that to make sure that expired drugs are purged or reverse distributed if they're a controlled substance. So those are my comments on that. I would look forward to the next report and hearing from Dr. Benesch. Not that he needs to be here in person, but that, again, that the communication is in essence, is from him or approved by him.
Certainly. And would you like clarification on these trainings prior to the next meeting?
I'm sorry?
Would you like clarification on these trainings for the logs prior to the next meeting or at the next meeting?
Next meeting's fine. That's my questions, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything else from any other board members? No? Okay. Did you have anything else? I'm so sorry.
I do not.
Yeah,
thank
okay.
you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So now we will go back to our informal interviews. I'm going to go to Section 3, number 2.